Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Orioles did pick up his $9 million option, so he's back. And they got one of the top international prospects from the Cubs, De La Cruz, in the trade at the trade deadline. So right now it looks like a win for the Orioles, but we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. That Bob Nightingale, USA Today, talk baseball with him as we look at some of the prominent free agents to be. Could Detroit look to move Tarek Skubal? Just throwing this out here. He's free agent after next year. And Scott Boras is his representation. So if you're going to bust a move, Mike Elias, it's going to be for a rental. Is Tarek Skubal, though, enough to get you over the hump? You thought Corbin Burnes was going to be that guy 2 years ago, and it seemed like he was. I mean, he was. He was a stud for the Orioles, starting pitcher for the American League All-Star team, was great in the playoffs, got like no run support. But I said it yesterday or 2 days ago, Nolan, where we get to the Orioles' new hitting coach, or lead hitting coach, which implies there's going to be others. Outside of Gunner, Basayo, and your boy Adley, because I think Adley's got a lot of bounce back in him. I think I'm on for business if I'm Mike Elias. I'm listening.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're talking about a Skubal.
For Skubal.
Yeah, for a Skubal type guy, then, yeah, you really can't be picky at all. But I'd agree with you, Gunner, because he's the cornerstone piece. And Basayo, you just paid him. So, I mean, that takes him off the board. Everyone else, then, to me, yeah, then everyone else would be on the table. So we'll see what happens. I didn't even think about the Boras factor until you just mentioned it. But we did just go through that with Corbin Burnes. And we know what happened. He's a little bit different, though. Like, he doesn't strike me as a typical Boras client, because ultimately he told him, no, this is what I'm doing, right? You know, I want to go play closer to home.
Yeah.
So that was a case of a player maybe having a little more authority over the agent.
Because I think the Orioles and Toronto offered more money than, I mean, mm-hmm. Arizona, I think Burnes himself reached out to the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
I know it's been months and I can't remember stuff like I used to, but that kind of sounds familiar.
It's not like he got took a major discount. I mean, it was pretty close, but you're right. We keep rehashing that. It's just so disappointing. So you're thinking about other potential trade options. I mean, Hunter Green, not a Boras client, also multiple years of control, but then I'd imagine you're giving up even more to get him. I mean, that's the thing. Like, just thinking about all this and trade in general, I'd just rather do business with Milwaukee again.
Freddie Peralta,
I mean, look at what the Orioles gave up for Corbin Burnes. Really not that much.
Yeah.
And even at the time, I was like, damn, this isn't a lot for a guy who's won a Cy Young or has been up there Cy Young every year. You know, Freddie Peralta's not that. So I would think that the compensation would be even lighter. I didn't even think that they got a great return for Devin Williams when they traded him. So
I got Nestor the molester.
I'd be on the phones pestering them nonstop.
And it sounds like Freddie Peralta, who's heading into the last year of his deal, could be open for business or bidders. Yeah, and you mentioned what DL Hall, who's been pretty much hurt the entirety of his career with the Brewers, and Joey Ortiz is their starting shortstop, but you know, we're not talking about Gunnar Henderson offensively here from Joey Ortiz. And you know, even though Corbin Burnes was only here for a year, and I think you mentioned it a couple weeks back, that's still a win for the Orioles. Unless Ortiz or Hall becomes an all-star, and who knows? I could see Ortiz maybe winning a gold glove when it's all said and done, but DL Hall just can't stay healthy.
No, and then even then, just the one-for-one of it. I mean, Milwaukee's happy because they got an everyday player, and I think they did get their second baseman in return for in addition to Nestor, in that trade. But again, that's still, it's not like this massive haul of prospects
sure.
where you've got three, four guys coming up in the next couple of years. They really, just from either volume and overall value, I didn't think they got much at all.
Yeah, unless like Hunter Green, controllable, but the price tag's going to be really high. And he's, I mean, I think he might throw harder than Scooble does.
Like, oh, yeah.
Pure fastball.
Plus, he's only 26.
Yeah, velocity. He's had some injury problems, of course, but most pitchers go through that nowadays. Unless you make a move for him, Scooble, Rennell, Peralta, Rennell, I mean, you're all in it to win it in 26. I mean, are you willing to drop the big dimes for the Ceases of the world or the Ranger Suarez? You like Valdez, who's got postseason experience for sure. Been there, done that. I mean, are you willing to drop that sort of ticket if you're, Rubenstein and Deep Pocket Buddies and ultimately Mike Elias making that decision?
Well, they should be. I mean, that's the thing. If they're going to come out and say, well, you know, we're not in on those top three, like we just can't compete, I don't want to hear that. I mean, we all know the reality is that the LAs and the New Yorks and the Chicagos, they're going to be all over those guys. That's just how it goes. But I've been saying it all along. There's no reason you can't compete with them financially. Your owner just came out and said it. He's got the money, you know. And I really liked what Coleman said a segment ago, because it kind of put into words how I've been feeling about the whole thing, where he said, I want an owner that treats it like a hobby, not a business. Because when I've been saying all this stuff about, well, their money's as green as anyone, I hate the small market narrative, and people say, well, they can't operate at a loss. They're going to run it. You know, they got to make money. They're not selling as much tickets or making as much revenue there as, say, New York and LA is. I get that. I understand that. But what are you in it for? Which was Coleman's point. If you buy a sports team, you should be in it to put the best product on the field possible, not turn a profit. And guess what's going to happen if you do pay and put the best product on the field? You'll get that return with people buying tickets and people buying jerseys and all that. When you sign a Gunnar Henderson to a 10-year deal, then all the people, hey, I'm going to go buy a jersey. He's going to be here for the next decade. I'm going to go pay to see him at the ballpark every night. I don't mind spending $20 on a beer. We'll do that. We'll gladly pay that. You invest in the team, and we will return the favor. It's that simple.
And before we hit the top of the hour, by the way, Dustin Lins, the Orioles' new lead hitting coach, we'll get into that. I've been teasing it for like an hour and a half. We'll get into it at 1:15 because he does have a relationship past with Craig Albernaz. But is it one of the first things David Rubenstein said? Because I was there at his introductory press conference. You know, I want to win.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Baltimore. I mean, he knows the glory days. He deferred to Elias being the baseball expert. He's in it to win a World Series, and he's in his mid-70s. He's not trying to bleep around and wait forever. He wants to win. A disappointing, colossal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dog of the season in 25. I mean, you want to win? Toronto's your blueprint. Last place at 24, two outs away from a world championship in 25. There you go.
And here's where I'll really agree with you on the Toronto comparison, or how they should be like Toronto. How many big offers has Toronto given? They went after Shohei, right? Then they go after Judge. I mean, they went after all these
Corbin
big,
Burns.
They went after every big name you can think of. Soto. They went heavy on Soto, and they came up empty. But even still, they found a way to keep. They just kept going. They kept offering money. Somebody's going to take it. We'll go down the line. We'll rank them in whatever order we have. Top guy said no. Next guy, no. Next guy, no. We're going to keep going until someone says yes. Whereas the Orioles went Corbin Burns. He said no. And then they just sat on their hands.
Yeah. And real quick with Toronto, I know we're up against it. George Springer said yes first. That kind of started the ball rolling. And then Gausman said yes. But they gave Vlad Jr. a half a bill.
Mm-hmm.
So the Orioles might want to follow that pattern as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.